And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. EU President Ursula von der Leyen, I hope I said that right, she says the conflict with Iran is hitting Europeans directly, claiming the Strait of Hormuz is essentially closed and that citizens feel it at the gas station, in the supermarket, and on household bills. And she called it the second fossil fuel crisis in just a few years, arguing Europe is paying a very high price for overdependency on fossil fuels. She said Europe's answer is to scale up the homegrown, affordable, reliable energy, pointing to electricity from renewables and nuclear, and pushing rapid electrification of the economy. Man, I am telling you, nothing motivates a green transition like a geopolitical choke point. And in politics, a crisis is just a meeting you didn't have to schedule. New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman told CNN on Saturday, quote, "I really want to see Iran defeated militarily." But he also added that he didn't want to see Netanyahu or Trump politically strengthening, calling them two awful human beings. The piece notes that Friedman has called Israeli settlements a cancer for the Jewish people and criticized Trump's U.S. embassy move to Jerusalem. That's the modern left in one breath. Yeah, the regime's terrible, but please don't let the wrong people get credit for stopping it. And officials in Taiwan said China deployed nearly 100 naval and Coast Guard vessels in South and East China Seas this week, nearly double the typical 50 to 60. The defense minister told lawmakers the threat is increasingly severe. China also declared reserve airspace off its eastern coast from March 27th through May 5th, about a week before President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit China for talks with Xi Jinping. Beijing calls it peace, then warns it will absolutely not tolerate independence. That's double talk. Well, Lockheed Martin received a $4.7 billion undefinitized contract action to accelerate production and deliver record numbers of PAC-3 MSE interceptors this year. The company said that PAC-3 MSE was used in Operation Epic Fury, and it recently signed a Pentagon deal for the Precision Strike Missile, or PRSM, which is able to hit targets between 60 and 499 kilometers while investing in tooling upgrades and factory improvements. Tim Cahill says they're answering with urgency to deliver at scale. Basically, the world got louder and the U.S. is acting like it noticed. In Alabama, the governor, Kay Ivey, signed Senate Bill 99 requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in some public schools, subject to the availability of donations. Ivey says the commandments, like the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights, are critical to understanding the founding, especially nearing the 250th anniversary of the Declaration. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.